This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The through line of this economy this week is going to be jobs. The August monthly unemployment report comes out on Friday. This morning, we got the July job openings and labor turnover survey, JOLTS for short. And as I said up in the open, the response, I mean, really, this was it. It was just, huh. Because we learned, among other things, that the number of open jobs in this economy went up in July, 200,000 or so, to a total of 11.2 million available, which is most emphatically not what anybody had been expecting, given all the other stuff going on out there. And more to the point, not what Jay Powell and the gang at the Fed are trying to make happen out there. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino gets us going.
Aside from the surprise jump in job openings, this JOLTS report doesn't look all that remarkable, says Kate Bonn, chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. The number of workers who quit, got hired, or laid off didn't change all that much.
So I think we're seeing it's more of the same.
But more of the same is not really what the Federal Reserve is going for. It's been trying to cool down the economy with interest rate hikes. So a persistently hot job market is bad?
It is absolutely reasonable to be confused.
Economist Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan says, of course, more jobs are good for workers.
It has been a time of unprecedented opportunity for people to find the right job for them.
But when workers have a lot of options, that can drive up wages, which can drive up prices, then wages, then prices. Basically, exactly what the Fed is trying to avoid, says Mark Hamrick, a senior analyst for Bankrate.
This suggests that interest rates could be going higher from here.
Which raises the risk of a recession. Hamrick says the Fed will be watching closely this week for signs the labor market is balancing out. Like, say, if more people joined the workforce to help fill all those open jobs. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.